Limit Talks. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy set to meet this week to discuss the debt limit. The negotiations are vital, as June 5th is the default deadline. Fox's Jackie Ibanez has more.
An important face-to-face this week in Washington, one that could determine the fate of our nation's financial security. President Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are set to meet Wednesday to discuss raising the national debt limit. McCarthy pledges that cuts to Social Security and Medicare are off the table, but he adds that the threat of a government default can be avoided if Democrats are willing to negotiate.
The U.S. hitting its debt limit on January 19th. The fatal beating of Kyrie Nichols in Memphis earlier this month, drawing more calls for law enforcement reform. Fox's Kevin Uretsky has more.
Sunday, the Tennessee chapter of the NAACP called for policing reforms. Memphis chapter president Van Turner Jr.
He called out for his mother three times while he was losing his life. He was only yards away from his home.
Tennessee state chapter president Gloria Sweetlove praised Memphis police chief Sarah Lynn Davis for not waiting to fire the officers involved. And Sweetlove says the burden is now on Congress to make sure events like this cease.
A ceremony was held in Alhambra Sunday for Brandon Tsai, the man who prevented the gunman in the Monterey Park Dance Hall murders from killing more people. Tsai was honored for his bravery and spoke at the event.
The start of the new year has been extremely difficult, but we have the rest of the year to spread compassion and build back our community.
President Biden traveling to Baltimore Monday to bring attention to a rail tunnel project. He'll do the same in New York on Tuesday, where a new tunnel is planned under the Hudson River. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
The year's first fatal shark attack claims the life of a fisherman. Fox's Karen McHugh reports.
This was no boat accident. The first fatal shark attack of 2023 has claimed the life of a man in Mexican waters. Manuel Lopez was diving for shellfish in Tobari Bay in the Gulf of California back on January 5th when he was decapitated by a great white shark. The 19-foot-long predator struck at a depth of about 50 feet, according to the website TrackingSharks.com. Two other fishermen who were with Lopez witnessed the gruesome scene. Divers in the area had been forewarned, however, of an increased presence of sharks. Great whites are known to cruise the waters of the Sea of Cortez in the months of December and January as pregnant females feed in the area.
People who were given the Pfizer COVID-19 booster are unlikely to have a stroke. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has more.
The Food and Drug Administration says it has not identified a stroke risk in seniors who received Pfizer's Omicron booster shot. Analyzing federal data after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention detected a possible risk, the CDC first identifying a potential link in November, but says it's less clear than when originally flagged, and says preliminary data indicates those 65 and older who received the Pfizer Omicron booster and a flu vaccine on the same day may have a higher risk of stroke, which the FDA is also looking into. Both the CDC and the FDA still recommend seniors receive the updated boosters, which target COVID-19 and Omicron variants.
The actress who played Wednesday on the TV classic The Addams Family has died of complications from a stroke. Lisa Loring was 64 years old. And actress Annie Wersching, who co-starred in the television dramas Bosch, Timeless, and 24, has died at the age of 45. The mom of three young boys was diagnosed with cancer in 2020. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.